Okay, good evening, everybody, and welcome to the Oregon Board of Education special virtual meeting of April 28th. We'll have the call to order with the Pledge of Allegiance and a moment of silence, please. I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America, to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. And we have the roll call, please, Mrs. Frith.
Yes, Mr. Shea.
Yes.
Mr. Magditch.
Yes.
Mrs. Miller.
Yes.
Mrs. Molnar.
Yes.
And Mr. Zavisky, sorry about that, Jeff.
Yes.
I need a motion to adopt the agenda as written, please.
So moved.
Second?
Second.
Discussion?
I would like the option to split out the coaching from the teaching when we do vote on it.
I'm sorry.
Vote for 1A and 1B separately, or lump both coaches together as one.
Which way do you want it, please?
Well, I just wanted the teaching separate from the coaching.
So you want that as two separate motions?
Yes, please.
Any objection from anyone?
No.
Okay, so we will adopt the agenda as written with a motion A for physical education instructor and a motion B for basketball coach.
Exactly.
Okay. So I need a motion to do it that way.
So moved.
A second.
Second.
Discussion. Roll call.
All right, Mr. Zavisky.
Yes.
Mr. Magditch.
Yes.
Mr. Shea.
Yes.
Yes.
Mrs. Miller.
Yes.
And Mrs. Molnar.
Yes. Okay, so item 5, personnel, certificated staff team. We need a motion to approve and employ the following individual for the 21-22 school year, Mr. Joel Visser, as a physical education instructor at Clay High School. I have a motion.
So moved.
Second?
Second.
Discussion?
Yeah, I got a couple questions for Hal on this one. I've looked over the website last couple by the week, and I have not seen a PE position posted. So how do we hire someone in a position that's not posted?
Fully understand the question, and I do not want to address that at this point. It's a collective bargaining issue that I'm working with the union, but creating a position is the right of the superintendent upon approval with the board.
Okay, and we do have a physical education in place for next year, a teacher already, correct?
Yeah, right now we'll have two with this approval.
And doesn't this have to be posted for the contract in case one of the elementary or middle school teachers want to bid on it? I guess the bidding process, have we followed that, or is that what you're talking with the union about?
Correct.
Okay, that's all I had.
Further discussion? Roll call.
Mrs. Miller.
Yeah.
Mr. Magditch.
Yes.
Mr. Shea?
I guess I'm confused on what we're voting for right now.
We're voting on the phys ed teacher position.
The position or the hire the person that's there?
I apologize. Hire the person that will be in that position.
Yes.
Mr. Zavisky?
No.
And Mrs. Molnar?
Yes.
All right.
Okay, so now we need a motion to employ Mr. Joel Visser as the head boys basketball coach at Clay High School. May I have a motion, please?
So moved.
A second? I'll second. Discussion? Roll call?
Mrs. Miller?
Yes.
Mrs. Molnar?
Yes.
Mr. Zavisky?
Yes.
Mr. Magdich?
Yes.
And Mr. Shea?
Yes.
Congratulations, sir. Now we are on item B, classified staff changes. We need a motion to employ the following individual for the 2021-22 school year. Keith Kennedy as the head girls basketball coach. May I have a motion, please?
So moved.
A second?
Second.
Discussion?
I just want to add that, yeah, talking to a few people in the community, there's a lot of, I say, the excitement around Keith coming into the program into more of an official capacity, just in the basketball program in general, not necessarily with the women's, but just coming in from where he was last couple years in youth, a lot of excitement around this. I really think it's a good hire.
Thank you.
Further discussion? Roll call.
Mr. Zavisky?
Yes.
Mr. Shea?
Yes.
Mr. Magdich?
Yes.
Mrs. Miller?
Yes.
And Mrs. Polnar?
Yes.
All right.
Mr. Gregory, would you like to say a few words?
Yeah, please. I was gonna say, hopefully I have a chance to hear to talk. So Keith, Joel, welcome to Clay. Keith's already been around, obviously, a while, but congratulations to both of you. You know, the excitement around the future of Clay basketball is higher than I've seen it in quite some time. And I think the optimism with both of your talents, working together to bring this community into, and, you know, maybe into the next century with basketball, and really trying to build from the ground up is vital. And I can't think of two better people that I'd like to be working with coming forward. So congratulations to both of you. Obviously it's a big job, and I know you guys are up for it. Joel, welcome. I mean, it'll be new to you to come to our community, but I know you have community ties. I don't know if you say a couple things about yourself and the family to the full board and to the public that's watching. So
we're excited. My wife's right here smiling, 2006 Clay grad as well. So we're looking forward to coming and just injecting enthusiasm. And last couple stops, we've kind of rebuilt some programs from the ground up. So it's not our first time, not our first go around. And, you know, I know I have your guys' support, which makes me feel good. I feel really good about the support in that community. And I think it's a blue collar town, and we start from the ground up and we just get after it. And it's going to take some time. I know that. But I think the kids, and I know some of the kids, and I think they're going to be willing to work at it. And I'm excited to get started. That's all I can say. Looking forward to being an Eagle.
Yes. And we're excited for having you, and you've got a lot of years experience, like you said, rebuilding some programs around. Joel comes to us from Swanton, and I'm sure Swanton believes it's a big loss, but we're very excited to have you, and congratulations to you, your wife, all your kids, and can't wait to see you around our community.
Looking forward to it. Thanks for having me, guys.
You betcha. Keith, I don't know if you want to say anything. I know something that you were hoping to also be a part of, and to help move forward our kids, you know, and our community.
Yeah, I'm excited to get rolling as well. It'll be a new situation. I've worked with the girls' youth program for the past 6-7 years, so I understand what's coming up. I'm excited to see those girls come through the program in the high school, and I think it's going to be a quick turnaround for us. We have a ton of athleticism there, and just focusing on fundamental and skill development and getting the girls to work together. I'm excited to see us turn this ship around pretty quickly. So definitely nobody's going to outwork us over here in Oregon. So.
Right. Good. Well, congratulations again to both of you. And we really look forward to obviously the upcoming season. And I know you both have probably already started, and tomorrow will be a big day. So appreciate it. So that's it, Mrs. Molnar. Thank you.
Glad to have you all. Okay. So now we're ready to have an executive session for the purpose of the appointment, employment, dismissal, discipline, promotion, demotion. That's number one on the agenda. May I have a motion to go into executive session, please?
So moved.
A second?
I'll second.
Discussion is that we will not make any decisions and we will dismiss from executive session. Roll call.
Mrs. Miller?
Yes.
Mr. Shea?
Yes.
Mr. Mangich?
Yes.
Mrs. Molnar?
Yes.
And Mr. Zvisky?
No.
Okay.
Thank you, everyone. We'll see you in a little in the other Zoom.
See y'all.
I'll get it started in just a second, as soon as I log off.